All right, we're streaming. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Brian. What a beautiful evening for a stream. I hope that it's a good one, and I hope everyone has a good time.
We're back for a while. I can't think of the next time I can't do the stream is September 1st when I'm in Nashville. I will be there hanging out.
Well, you could still potentially do it.
How? I don't have anywhere to go to do it.
You don't think you have anywhere in Nashville to go to do a stream?
Who knows? Really? Maybe.
I mean, I think you probably do have. I could think of one place. A gentleman who has a nice studio downstairs at his place. He would have you, I'm sure.
A nice gentleman who actually offered to let me stay at his house. And then when I told him no, he was extremely relieved.
Yes, that sounds like our friend Jesse. Yeah, now what was the reason that you turned him down? Hey, Robin Banks, subscribing tier one, 14 months. Hello, hello, Robin, hello.
Same reason I turn everybody down, because who would want to live with me for 4 days?
That's right. We had this discussion where I was talking about you staying over potentially. Or Bonsai Prince Buddy, subscribing tier one, 15 months. And that makes sense. I understand. You take those gigantic shits, you clog stuff up. Antoine Griezmann, subscribing tier one, 13 months. Taylor Scary, subscribing tier one, 3 months. Is that one of the considerations?
Oops, not as much. I mean, I just go to the grocery store to do that.
See, you can't go poo at the grocery store here in Canada, I'm pretty sure.
I will be doing that there.
24K gold beaded Judaki statue, subscribing tier one, 9 months, says flat broke. I don't understand that. Dolphin Golfin, subscribing tier one, 9 months.
So, yeah, I decided to go to Nashville. I know I'm quiet, guys.
I mean, you can turn yourself up, I guess, like crank yourself all the way.
Okay, how's that?
The problem is that we have, the issue that we deal with is there's different audio sources, and then on the other product, when it goes on the Patreon, then he's very loud. So that's the issue. But people will love this. There is a big group that they love when the sound levels are discussed. On the pod, it's their favorite part. They say, when are they going to talk about them and say the exact same thing and go through the same bullshit again? So there you are, everybody.
Folks, 24 gold beat a Judaki statue. It's cool that you're getting into Lego. It's a really cool thing to get into.
Not cool. It's neat. It's neat that you're getting into Lego. Backlash Jack, subscribing cool. 10 months. I would say neat.
Can I tell you something that's making me nervous, Chris?
Yeah, definitely.
No Tom and Bunny for like a month now.
Yeah, but they've been posting, I think, on other social media.
Did you see Jake, the Trump post?
Jake Chinatown, subscribing tier one, 14 months. As much as I don't want to admit that I sort of do follow their social media and check in on them every now and then. Yeah, I've noticed that they are posting on other media, so they're okay.
Somebody mentioned to me.
Thanks for the raid, Pucci. Thanks for the raid.
Somebody told me they're anybody but Biden, which is, I mean, pretty sure I know who they're voting for.
Well, I think they were Trump, I think, in both the last two elections. I believe Claydonia is subscribing tier one, 16 months, but we don't talk politics in the player room.
They're self-employed. The taxes are outrageous these days with Joe Biden. I see it. I get it. You know, fucking.
We missed the.
It's fucked.
Yes. Flubho subscribing tier one, 11 months. Thank you so much. And also 24K gold beaded Jackie statue, gifting a tier one sub to Shoes Robinson. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I would love to hear Tom and Bunny talk about Paul. I would actually be into hearing them talk politics.
Like a full. Like political discussion where they're kind of like on a podcast discussing the election and
that would be so good.
Ballot. candidates like really getting into it. You know what I mean? Not like surface level stuff, but really talking about the Electoral College. Snarlin from me Marlin. No, from me Darlin. Sorry.
Snarlin's from me Darlin.
Hey, look at that though. Brian, the Snarlin from me Darlin is subscribed tier one 6 months in advance. That's a huge vote of confidence.
It's a vote of confidence. I like it.
Blue jeans. I apologize. We have the subs. It always Brian wasn't here last week. We didn't do a stream on this channel, so there's going to be some subs. But yeah, thank you so much for everyone. I think we're done now. Blue Jean 66. Let's get into Man Cow talking to who?
Denis Kucinich. You know that guy?
Yeah, little guy.
Very little guy with elfy ears. Also have this. Let's start with something a little more pleasant.
Google Lord subscribing tier one. Thank you. Yeah, Brian. I think Brian knows. Yeah, I mean, Bubba ate a chicken chorizo burrito and beefed the fuck out last week on the stream when we did it without you. It was a last second beef. It was like within the last 25 seconds of the video. It was quite
incredible. You get nervous? He didn't.
Oh, incredibly nervous.
Incredibly nervous. Yeah. Let's find some Toastmasters. I thought get the good taste in your mouth. The good Toastmaster speech, you know? Oh my God. Oh my God. I got to tell you about this, Chris. So do you know the guy with the bad suit with the bracelets, the Toastmaster guy, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I got this on Blue Sky in my DMs. I want to read this to you because it is fucking incredible. Okay. I had like a whole thing going on. I just had sushi. I just sounded like Hulk Hogan on a sex thing.
That was so fucking nasty.
I know. It was gross. It was
I want to apologize to everyone as well. I have a fan on. We have a heat wave going on here in Vancouver, and even my air conditioner in the other room isn't sufficing at the moment. So sorry about that audio-wise.
So this is from somebody on Blue Sky, and for 7 years they lived with that guy. In the building. He lived in their building in New York.
What?
Yeah.
Well, did they ever interact with them? Did they know him?
Well, the total, for those that don't know, Total Sexy Institute guy.
Yeah.
Lived in a building with somebody, and this is what they said. It was a big building, so not everyone you saw was memorable, even over the course of years, because there were just a lot of people. But this guy was memorable because he was the worst. He was like 5 feet tall, and I never once in my life seen him stand quietly when there was another living human in the vicinity. As soon as you cross into his field of vision, he is yapping at you.
So he likes a conversation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He doesn't matter if you've never seen him before in your life. You're going to hear about his day or how his kid is doing in school or something.
Oh, that is, I can't stand oversharing people. Like I like friendliness. I like to have a friendly conversation. Dirk Universe, by the way, subscribing tier one, 16 months. What's up to you, Dirk? But like the people who are getting into their intimate details about their like life and stuff, like that's so insane. You know, to people you don't know.
He gets a little weird. Once he spontaneously told my boyfriend and I about his buddy who was in Cancun trying to sleep with random women by some kind of subterfuge I can't remember.
What? That sounds like sexual assault or something.
Well, I bet you it's lying more than I maybe soft assault in a way, like just a liar. So he goes, he had never met my boyfriend before in his life at this time. And he told this story while we were all in the elevator with his 8-year-old son. We were only going 6 floors. After the first few years, I would like dart around corners or abandon my walk to the mailroom or whatever if I saw him coming. I once walked up 9 floors of stairs to my place to get away from having a conversation with him. So yeah, you guys really found the perfect Toastmaster specimen.
So I mean, that is like that is the nightmare of it, because you're like, oh, I'm just being friendly. You know, it's like, no, you're actually making other people's lives a lot worse, and you're making them like like change things that they do and stuff to avoid you. Hampy Hamp says, my aunt is such an overshare. She never shuts up about people. No one else knows. Yeah, like just read like stories about like, oh, Suzanne is like, and you're like, oh, what the fuck? This is so meaningless to me. I don't know any of the characters in the story, you know?
So I found some joke masters. So let's check in with this first joke master.
Okay, hang on. So is this, this is at Toastmasters?
This is a meeting.
This is
this is so what sad. A meeting looks like. This is when you're at a meeting.
It's like in a classroom.
Or like a conference room at a hotel, or maybe in your building.
Conference. Yeah, maybe this is a work. This is like a WeWork, you know, like a shared boardroom that you can rent out or something.
Or like if you work at a major corporation, they have tons of conference rooms that you can just set shit up in.
A member of the Toastmasters just works there.
Yeah, and they bring the podium and the gavel. They bring
the lectern.
Look at the podium; it sits on a table.
It's perfect. You can bring it. You can bring it. Drive it around. Is that, you don't have a big podium? You just, someone brings a table, sets it up, boom.
Looks like it folds up. You know, it looks like you could get it in there, like under your arm, like you fold it up and then bring it out. Okay, here comes the joke master. Okay. Thank you. Okay, here we go.
In the spirit of keeping my little joke story about the Olympics.
Oh, he's doing great already. In the spirit of doing my little joke about the Olympics, he's gonna get fucking slayed by the.
Wait! Why are they saying it's muted?
It shouldn't be muted. Oh, are they not hearing it? Hold on.
They're not hearing it. Yeah.
I'm gonna talk about two robins.
I'll fix that. Shit, guys, I'm sorry. We were fucking around with settings.
Let me tell you all something. You're gonna be blown away when you hear what this guy is saying. This is fucking. I was wondering why there wasn't LOLs and like LMAOs and like ROFL.
Well, they can't hear you now, Chris. So, hold on. Okay, can you hear, Chris?
Hello.
Okay, they can hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
To Rio.
Okay, it is definitely being a fucking ass dick.
Okay, no need to be mad. Did you hear the Brian's mad at me because I was no wait, you just decided to change the you decided to use the different. This wasn't my fault. I just want to be clear, it wasn't my fault.
I'm working on it. I don't exactly remember what was system. Okay, there's that. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so we got Chris.
Hey, is Chris here?
This is so fucking shit ass. What is happening? Oh, wait. Let's try this. No, that's not the problem. What fucking shit, Chris? How do I do this? How do I do this again? What was it? What was the desktop? It has to be set to.
I mean, probably the real tech is what I thought, but then it's confusing to me because yours are different than mine. Rivka Marie subscribing tier one, 12 months. 12 months. Yeah, we could use Nudie. We could use some help from Nudie.
Damn it. It is really fucking me. System. Okay. So, Chris, we can hear you now.
Let's just make sure I'm on.
You're on.
Okay, I'm on. I'm good.
And this is still not on. I have to think. How do I get this on? How do I get this on? I don't know what I did. Oh, man, this sucks.
Now, it's not the volume being low on YouTube because you can still hear it.
Yeah, it's not that. It's.
I mean, so Brian, it's just a matter of setting the desktop audio to the right setting. Is that?
Yeah.
So you can just try the different ones then. Just try each one.
Let's try all of them. Okay. Here we go. We're going to try all of them, everybody. So it's going to take a minute. All right. First one, Chris.
Yep. All right. Nope. Hello. Testing. Not
that one. Properties. Number two, Chris.
Hello. Hello.
Not that one. Number three.
Hello. Hello.
Can you, hello?
Hello. Chris? Hello.
No. Number four. Oh my God. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Chris.
Hello.
Chris.
Hello.
No. Number properties. Number this one. So this one, your voice will work.
Hello.
Yes. But okay. The audio won't work.
Okay.
So there's...
Hey, we're Slappy all, Dappy subscribing to Prime 6 months.
We're so close to the end here. I'm not really totally sure what's going to happen. Talk.
Hello, yeah.
Nope. No Chris. Oh, my fucking God. All right, so... Let's see. Oh, what did I do? What could I have possibly done? We're on the last one. So if this doesn't work, I don't really know what's going on here. And it didn't work. Okay, give me 2 seconds here. Properties, system.
It's not a bit. I just want to be clear. This is not a bit.
This is really not a bit. This is fucked.
Brian actually doesn't do bits like this. He doesn't think this is funny. And he obviously wouldn't do a bit like this because think about it. The footage of this. Somebody like makes like a fucking video of it, like fucking puts Benny Hill music on it and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, man. or like really dark music, like as it slowly zooms in Nolan style onto him, you know, as he tries to get the shit sorted out. That'd be fucked for him.
Say something, Chris.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, no, I can't hear it. Oh, wait. I think I got it. I think I got it, everybody. Oh,
hang on. This would be amazing.
Wait a minute. Okay, Chris.
Hello. Can I just...
Ah, damn it.
I just want to say...
little joke story.
So now they can hear that, but not you.
Okay, so you can just go back and forth. You play the video, and then you go back to me, and then boom, then I'm in.
I wonder if I go back here. Okay, Chris.
Hello.
Video.
Fix. I want to talk.
No, they can't hear the video, and I can't hear. They can't hear you. How did this happen? What in the fuck happened?
I just banned somebody in the chat for saying that it was fine that my audio is muted. I just banned them. I think they're like, I think I know them too.
Okay. Try talking now, Chris. See what
Hello,
happens.
Hello. It just
doesn't do it, man. It just isn't doing it. I don't know what it is. Cause now I can do this. I can get the audio, but I can't get you.
Browser could be stuck in old audio input, said someone.
I don't know how to fix that. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna see if I
can. Can you put me on mic? Can you make it so they can hear me, please?
Yeah, sorry.
Please.
All right, they should be able to hear you now.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, they can hear you.
I was I think, by the way, Classic Mock is like someone I recognize from my chat. I think they're joking around.
Well, help them out.
I unbanned them. Mr. Toilet, not a fetish, subscribing tier 1 5 months. We've missed a few subs, by the way. We've got Lord Magnus subscribing. Thank you, Lord Magnus. It's sweet watching Brian do it on stream. Brian, do you want to? We can stop streaming, then you could like figure it out. We could come back. You know what I mean? We could definitely do it that way.
Give me one more second.
Dappy, dappy.
Just need like one second, guys. I just settings, audio. Where's audio? Oh my God.
This is awesome watching this. This is kind of cool. As somebody who's very into tech,
very not cool.
I'm a big tech head. So, fellow tech heads, shout out to my tech heads in the chat who are absolutely loving this, who prefer this to the stream where we're watching the stupid videos, and some of the videos are gross, and you know what I mean? Like, who flubheads? Thank you. Like diarrhea, but gayer. They started saying that name out loud, and before I didn't read the entire thing. But yeah, good point. The flubheads are loving it.
Okay, let's try this.
Oh, some of these specs are outrageous. Don't get me started, Borg. The fact that he would even show
all the way to Rio to watch the Olympics.
Hello. The fact that he would even show these fucking specs, these settings, it's just whew. Yeah, we're streaming Windows, Smig. This is the first time chatter. You're a fan of Windows streams where we do basic audio setups and stuff like that. It's
As they flew all the way there, they finally landed and sat in a tree.
I think I got it. Promise. I think I got it.
Okay, did you hear it?
Did I hear it?
Did they hear it?
I think they should have. Watch. You don't say anything.
Okay.
I'm really hungry. And the second said, well, let's fly down.
They got it.
Wait, it's working. And I'm here and you're here?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my goodness, everybody. And that's what it's all about. All right. Thanks, everyone. Next week, same time, same place. We'll be back here fixing another issue. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And shout out to everyone. Our sponsors this week are
Magic VPN Spoon Cloud, Cereal,
Fruit Cloud.
After one of my settings,
KO8971 first time chat says, after 20 minutes, you got it working. Well, that's actually very good. It could
take up to
an hour and 40 minutes in some of our streams. 20 minutes is one of our best times.
I was under extreme pressure. I got to say that.
That was honestly one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
Have you guys had this Magic Spoon cereal? The fruit flavored one? It tastes like Fruit Loops.
You can't imagine the negativity I have been inundated with about Magic Spoon cereal since you've been hawking it on the podcast.
Whoa. I don't get it for free anymore. They gave me the one for free and I haven't seen it for free. Now I got to send them $80 to get more.
Well, I'm not even joking. I've not heard once. I've had so many messages from people saying like, I'm not even joking. I tried it once and it's the most disgusting shit I've ever had in my life. I'm not making it up. I'll send some of them to you. I've had like at least 5 or 6 messages from people just saying like, it is the grossest cereal I've ever had.
All right, here we go. Oh, thank you. Somebody said the M-Lock said they haven't seen my face in years. I look really good. Got a haircut today. Got a shave and a haircut.
You do look good, bro. I shaved myself up today as well. Actually, I'm clean shaven.
I had a guy do it.
But yeah, you're looking good.
I had a guy do it with a straight razor. Ooh. Like in the old West.
Ooh, that seems like maybe a type of place where you might be able to grab yourself something on the rocks while you wait.
Yeah, fancy boy.
Gentleman's barbershop. Yeah.
God, Chris, before we start fucking making fun of Toastmasters, this is the week that we introduce a new guy on the show, and I couldn't be more excited for people to meet him. So we're not going to preview him. It's a stand-up comedy guys episode. I'm promising you a man on the level of Noland or Tom and Bunny or Bubba. I am promising you a fucking very funny, very good
And unique, unlike any of the other people we've dealt with. Funny, funny in a completely different way than anybody else. Like not what you're expecting, I wouldn't think.
We will be spending a lot of time with him. I'll say that.
Hey, for now though, we've got some jokes.
Let's get this. All right, everybody, here we go.
The guest is Licata. Dan Licata is the guest on the episode. Flubho gifting a tier one sub to Lee Benningfield.
Yeah.
And Dan was incredibly funny and great on it, as you can imagine.
Here we go. I like it. Here we go.
In the spirit of keeping my little joke story about the Olympics, I want to talk about two robins that flew all the way to Rio to watch the Olympics.
So this is an interesting approach to starting. It doesn't seem like he's doing a joke. So maybe that's part of the misdirection. Like, he doesn't seem to be sort of trying to be funny or whatever. You know what I mean? He's not coming up kind of, you know, so maybe
he's dressed for it. That's true. He's got a nice fit.
He's tucked it in. He's tucked it in. You know, he's got a lanyard on the pocket. I think that's probably standard fare at the Tea Masters.
Years ago, and he already has an Apple Watch. You know, I didn't get mine until like last year.
I don't even have one still.
Yeah. Maybe one day I'll get one. We'll get you one. You know,
it's really,
I got a new band.
It's really condescending. It's not a, I could like ask for one for a gift. I don't want one. I don't
see my G-Shock band, everybody. I got a band that looks like a G-Shock.
Hacker Man 120 subscribing with Prime 5 months.
All right. Can I boost the volume? Here we go. All right. Here we go.
As they flew all the way there, they finally landed and sat in a tree. One robin says to the other, "I'm really hungry." And the second said, "Well, let's fly down and find some lunch." So as they flew down to the ground, they...
I think they've been taught to take whatever it is that they're talking about and relate it to the subject of the thing. And this guy had a joke that he got off r/jokes about a robin, and he was like, some robins went to the Olympics. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Like that's not part of it. That's the like really lazy way that he tied it in, you know? Yeah. I think you're right. That's what you teach them to do. That's the kind of thing they would teach you in Toastmasters.
Yeah. By the way, I have just letting everybody know my step count for today, just 36,138. And I did 47 last night. So nice. 47,000, not steps.
It's actually incredible because let me tell you, I think I do quite a few. I did very few today because it is because it's so hot out. You know, I just tried to spend today. I've only done 9,800 steps. Yesterday I did 13,000. I did have a pretty solid day the other day where I thought of you, where I did have over 20,000 day. It was pretty
make
solid.
You tired.
A little bit. I having a newborn at the same time. And you know, that made me tired as well, but yeah, I was tired that day for sure.
Like, so it's basically been like, this week, my summary is Monday, I'm going to tell you how many miles, 21 miles. Then Tuesday, I did 15. And then Wednesday, I did 18. Hold on. Thursday, 20. And then Saturday, where's it at? 23.57 miles I walked yesterday, and then 20 today.
I got one of these things. This thing's crazy. It's got a little water in the top. You missed out.
I saw people using those on the 4th. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, man. It's pretty good.
I don't wear the Korn Adidas shoes. I got a pair of Danners. Now that's a sicko brand right there. You got to give me Danners or a sicko brand. Here we go.
I found a nice plot of land and started eating worms. They ate till they could eat no more. I'm so full, I don't think I can fly back up to the tree, said the first one. Me neither. Let's just lay here and bask in the warm sun, said the second. They plopped down, basking in the sun, no sooner than they had fallen asleep.
I
cannot handle how little confidence this man has. He's joining this Toastmasters to try to gain confidence to do public speaking or whatever, right? And because he doesn't have any, I guess there's probably a lot of people who are like that. So that's why it would probably be really rough at times, because you got a lot of people who have no riz, yes.
Zero.
They are trying to find a little bit, and you have to watch them on that journey, because I can't handle how nervous he is, you know?
I was telling my wife that, because we were talking about it last night, because as I said on the episode, she comes in contact with these guys all the time because she, you know, she works at a major corporation. And in order to get on a management track, you sort of have to do this. Like, they'll say, like, you know, it's good for, I said it's only really good for networking because like nobody cares if you say and like, and I'm proof of that. Like nobody cares about that. If you have any little tiny bit of charisma, what this is guys that are like low on that stat trying to get
they're trying to fake it. Teddy Bong says I'm rooting for him. See, the thing is, I am too, and that's the worst feeling because I know he's not going to succeed.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Like you're just two watching
Robins at the Olympics.
Oh,
there are two Robins at the Olympics eating worms. One can fly back up. All right, here we go. This is not about the Olympics, by the way.
Up on him and gobble them up. As the cat was washing his face after the meal, he thought to himself, I just love Baskin Robbins.
Somebody in the chat, yeah, a cat ate a robin. You guys like this? I love it when people like the bad jokes. They're like, actually not that bad.
But also the fucking, the laugh was so loud because the camera's there. That's where that's what's picking up the sound.
Well, you know? We talked about this in the episode too, right? They get like the greatest laughs. You know what I mean?
They get huge laughs. Yeah, because you have to keep in mind they're all, otherwise they're watching people who are just like up there talking for like 11 minutes straight saying like, I was going to a certain type of festival when I was a young man, and they're not saying even anything funny or interesting. They're just like talking properly.
Here's so Brian.
Oh. Anyone makes a joke. Drain Weasel, by the way, subscribing tier one, 6 months.
All right, Brian C. Robinson. I thought I'd let everybody meet him too. He wrote the book, How to Meet Women on the Subway.
Hang on 1 second. Drain Weasel. So did you see Ron the Liar? Because Drain Weasel.
Yeah, somebody sent me a picture of Ron the Liar that they were.
Just learned that I go to the same little grocery store as Ron the Liar in NYC. Did you see Ron the Liar? Send him my best.
Yeah, tell him we love him, man. We love him twice.
Tell him we love him. Just say this. Hey, Ron, Brian and Chris want you to know that they believe you.
Yeah.
But we don't,
but we're just saying it. All right, here we go. Here's Brian C. Robinson. He's the guy that everybody loves. We're going to see him talk about his book, How to Meet Women on the Subway.
Oh, he won the, he's a 2009 humorous speech winner.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so fucking...
Yeah, do you think you could win that, Chris?
I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to be cocky, but I think maybe. It seems like it wouldn't be that hard to just make a humorous speech.
Well, we're about to find out.
Yep, judges already.
Oh, here it goes.
Very well. I would ask contestant number one, Brian Robinson, to come forward.
Get it. Oh, he's dressed a little better. Suit fits.
Brian Robinson, How to Meet Women on the Subway.
Ooh, that slayed just when he said that part. You know? How do you meet women on the subway?
How come?
They lost their minds. I don't know. Let's see.
How to Meet Women on the Subway, Brian Robinson. Woo!
Thank you, Mr. Contest Chair, fellow Toastmasters.
Now, just that's how they all open in that exact same way. They say like it's like the line. You know what I mean?
And this is not a great picture of him, but this is from 2009, so there's nothing we can do. The other thing is, as Chris said in the episode, this is something Chris said in the episode. I think they're told to wait until everybody stops clapping. So they have this thing where they get on stage and then they stare at the audience until everybody's done clapping. And then they do the intro.
Yeah. It's like, but there's these weird things that have clearly been taught to them because they all do it. And it makes for like a very bizarre performance.
Yeah. Because you could be like, I mean, like, when you're doing something in front of people, I can't pretend I've ever given some sort of a speech. You know what I mean? I've never done that.
I have. I've given a speech at a wedding where I was like the MC of at my friend's wedding, you know.
How'd it go?
Really badly. But it was outside, and so nobody could hear me do it, you know? Like everyone in the back, like the sound was really horrible, so only a few tables could even hear me. It was okay. Just a fucking nightmare, to be honest.
I DJ'd a wedding once.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that story before.
Here we go.
I have a secret that I'm going to share with you. When I first moved to New York City about 14 years ago, I was incredibly shy, and I had no idea how to get a date. Then I discovered a secret place.
Oh, no.
465 stations, 600 miles of track, and a million possibilities.
It's not like that at all.
This guy is just like, his whole thing is how he's like an aggressive pickup artist kind of creep kind of guy. Like approaching people on the subway is like, what? It depends, of course. Like, hey, you can meet someone, you can see someone, you can strike up a conversation with somebody and like in a non-invasive way. But I don't know. Feels like when your sole purpose for it is to try to, like, you know, get women or whatever,
it's a puss.
That's a bit awful.
On the subway, striking up conversations to get some puss. All right, here we go.
Yeah, exactly. That's it, Mao. Is that they're stuck for at least between the two stops.
Oh, Maoism, you're right. Because I used to say that about also, cashiers. When you see a guy hit on a cashier. Yeah. And you're like, motherfucker, she can't say no.
Yeah, any time that someone's at work or they're forced to be there and they can't get out of the situation, that's immediately creep move. And even though it's just like a short time, it depends. It could be, you know, one and a half minutes between stops. That's enough for this guy to make somebody very uncomfortable, I would imagine.
And talking about the stuff we already learned about what he does. When he gets you in his grasp and starts talking to you, because we had the listener thing we read at the beginning of the stream here.
No need for dating websites, no bars. All you need is a Metro card.
Somebody actually said it before he got it up.
They did. It's the name of the thing, how to meet women on the subway. You can't build up to it. You've already alluded to it almost directly a number of times. Like, how is this? It's like presented like a punchline.
And he has the Metro card out. Yep, he does have a prop. It seems they're allowed to do props, I think.
This is the guy that the person lived in the same building as. This is the one you're talking about earlier. This is the guy.
Yes. Yeah, this is the guy.
Unlimited. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm about to share with you can change your life. My secret to dates is how to meet women on the subway. Now, over the last 14 years, I've done intense research. Mm-hmm. I have been down on the ground, and I have come up with some steps. NTA approved. Those steps are the approach. Contact.
I mean, you see the way he acts it out. You know what I mean? Like, this is where you get a championship title.
And this is also, can you back it up and then slow-mo him walking? His walk is fucking really, like, it's like intimidating.
It is. He would make me I complain a lot about this a lot on Twitter, and I don't know if it's evil of me or whatever, but like, I live like two blocks from the main road in Columbus. Like, it's High Street. And it's like everything runs along High Street. It's a bunch of neighborhoods off of High Street, right? So like when people are trying to fundraise for stuff, they'll go there in my neighborhood and stand there and jump in front of you while you're walking and say, would you like to stop bullying? Or would you like to help the environment and shit like that? And if you try to hand them money, they tell you they don't want it. They want you to give them your credit card number so they can do a monthly debit. And I'm like, I'm not fucking doing that. And now it's to the point where I walk by them every day. And like, I just look down. One time I pointed at my food and went like this. Rah!
Like, I mean, that's, I'm normal, going, man, that's normal. Everyone walks by those people. Everyone does.
I hate them. But they'll put like three of them on the street and they'll jump in your path. You know what I mean? It's not like they are like have a table set up or anything. They will walk right into your path. So you can't even do the thing where you put the headphones in and look down like you don't see them. You know, you have to be confronted with them. And they are going to be their pitch.
You just say no. You just give me the hand. This is all I do every time. No, 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 no.
Yeah, here we go.
They can't touch you.
The approach.
Here we go. He walks like the Terminator. He's got Terminator like walk. I don't like it.
Yeah, all he has Bigfoot vibes, definitely. He does.
Bigfoot. He's a Bigfoot. All right.
And the clothes.
Oh, wait a minute.
You might want to write this stuff down.
Oh my God. What was the second step? Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah, I missed one.
Contact. And the clothes.
So it is approach, contact, and the clothes, Chris.
Very cool banner there, the Toastmasters banner. It's cool. So this is District 46, it looks like.
New York City, District 40. I mean, he's in the big leagues, really. Yeah. Like, if you're the humorous speech winner in New York, forget it. You're the fucking top speaker in the country. That's all there is to it.
I think I will come to the next Guys Plus or stream with a prepared humorous speech, like a 5-minute humorous speech that we both have to deliver, and we get graded by the chat on, you know, look up the Toastmasters, how it's actually graded. But I think that could be a fun thing to do. Definitely,
we could also do that at the live show.
Ooh, that's a much better idea.
We can make John and Stefan do it
too. Yeah, let's do it. We'll, at the live show, we will do a Toastmasters thing. Definitely, definitely.
Yeah. All right.
You might want to write this stuff down. First off, the approach. When you were on the subway platform and you identify your target.
You just don't want to get in the habit of calling women your target. That's not something you'd want to be doing, you know?
You need to walk near her. Don't get too close, but just a few feet away. Stand close and you pretend you have not noticed her.
And then rub your penis up against her thigh in the fucking subway. This is so gross. He's going to...
What I generally do is I pull out my notepad, I write down all the things I'm working on, I'm so important, I'm in a hurry, I'm looking for the train, and often I will pull out my sunglasses, put these on. I can see her, but she can't see me.
That sounds like pervert stuff. That really sounds like Peeping Tom.
And yet it's getting such a good response. This really speaks to the caliber of the Toastmasters. This guy is like crushing with this stuff, where he's like, when I'm trying to pick up a girl, sometimes I will put on sunglasses so she can't see where I'm looking.
I'll pretend to be.
Everyone's like gone completely insane over that.
Everybody in that room is fucking complicit in what he's up to.
And they think it's funny.
When the subway is approaching and it's coming up to your stop, you need to be on your best game, just like the Marine ready to enter the battlefield. The doors will open. You need to move fast. Look at the environment and the seats and people around you. When your target begins to take a seat, you need to move very fast, but look cool. Generally, what I do is walk up right next to her, and I sit down right next.
This is
Ryan. I'm gonna have to just respectfully request that we pop on over to.
Straight ahead. I haven't looked at my target. That's the approach. Next, I will share with you.
We need to hear contact, Chris. Before we leave, we got to hear contact. And then we'll go see if Bubba beefs, or even like maybe we can look for, I don't know, another Toastmaster. Maybe Opie's talking about ticks this week.
Contact. Take note. When you're sitting next to your target, what I generally do is I look straight ahead and I have something good to read. I usually like to read my Bible.
That's funny.
Then after about 10 seconds, you begin to look lost. You look around to your left and to your right. Then contact. Excuse me, is this the C train or the B train?
All right. Well, okay. We got three choices, everybody.
Is this the C train or the B
train? Is this the C or the B, you know?
Like, can you, now it just, like, it makes, imagine living in the building with this guy.
I know. I know.
And he wants to talk to you. Holy shit, man. Alton Darwin said he's losing me.
He couldn't be losing me anymore. Okay, so we can do Mancow talking to Dennis Kucinich. We can do Bubba beefing, or
we gotta do Bubba. Bubba beef session is an absolute must on this stream now. People will go wild if they don't.
So the other one thing I have is my sister and her husband are swingers, and I'm their babysitter. Video
what
that somebody sent me.
I thought you were saying that.
No. Oh, because I said my sister's a swinger. She's not really a swinger. Her husband just it's to fuck other people.
I'm not the only one who thought he was saying that, right? Yeah, like I'm not joking. I'm not like doing a bit. I just thought he was saying that, and I was trying to like figure out why you're telling me that he's you're the babysitter and what that meant. And I was like, why are you being like this?
Dude, this is on Dave Ramsey's show. Do you know him?
Yes.
Real nasty guy. Real nasty
beast. Yes, I've pranked him before.
Good.
I've pranked him
good.
Before, yeah.
I was kind of like, he's a guy that I've hated forever. He was like, him and Mike Rowe were like the anti-street fight. When I was doing that show, it was like I thought of those two guys as like the exact opposite of what I was doing, you know. Here we go. That would be funny if he talks about babysitting at an orgy, like if he was in the other room.
That wouldn't really be funny.
Be funny. I think it would be funny.
Let's go to Chad in St. George. Man,
look at this fucking guy. He's
this guy is fucking. I gotta call this fucking. I'm gonna call this guy because he's got a network. I've called other people on Ramsey's network or whatever, but I gotta call this guy. I like him.
He's got a Social Distortion shirt on, everybody. This is a guy right here. He listens to punk. That's cool. Look at his hair too. He's got the black hair with the, like up. But he's like shaved up, you know, like a because Social Distortion. Don't get me wrong. I don't know this for sure, but they're kind of like rockabilly punk guys, maybe psychobilly. I don't know if you're in a chat and you know them really well. And yes, it says the Dr. John Deloney show, but he's probably a PhD. Or some kind of a church doctor.
He's probably a church. You got to watch out for the church doctors, man. Someone's like, I'm a doctor. And then they're a fucking doctor of theology. And you're like, church doctor, settle down.
Yeah, because I knew that Social Distortion did a cover of Ring of Fire that I liked a lot. And I thought they're pretty rockabilly. And then I said I liked them, but I didn't really. I'd only heard the one song, but I was telling people I was really into them at the time. All right, here we go.
Drew Holman subscribing. Thank you,
Thank you, Drew.
Welcome.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah.
How we doing?
We're doing good. I'm glad to be on.
Thanks, man. Hey, I drove through St. George last year on the way to a speaking engagement.
Mm-hmm.
What a...
Oh, this is the worst, man. When radio hosts do this shit, this is such a... I listen to way too much radio, and this is such a stupid radio fucking thing, man. It's just like, oh, man, the place you're from... I was there for a cousin's wedding in 86. Fucking wonderful, beautiful town.
Small town, really American.
Really beautiful, really, really, you know, piss and vinegar type of town. I really liked my time there, you know. This guy's talking about he passed through.
Yeah, he's just driving.
He literally drove through on the highway. You can't relate.
Yeah, and let me, everybody's pointing out the comment, locking the boy in his room to get ran through is absolutely unacceptable.
Yes. Agreed.
A stunning, beautiful place.
Oh.
I just continue, yeah. The more I travel across the country speaking to groups, I am just blown away by how beautiful this country is. And
get out of here.
Shut up, man.
You ever fucking I've driven all over this country. Sure, there's like nice places, but most of it is like a Walmart with a fucking freeway right outside in a movie theater that's only showing four movies but has 12 screens.
Shut your ass up, Dr. John. Yeah. Just talking with the fucking swinger babysitter.
Yeah, we're looking for the sex stuff.
That St. George,
don't clip that.
George area is something else, man. It was stunning, stunning, stunning. And I almost died.
Yeah, we're definitely lucky.
That's another conversation. All right, so what's up, brother? How can I help?
Oh God, this guy stinks as a hoe. Why would you say that? Like, oh, and then a much more interesting thing that I'll tell you later date.
That I won't tell. I almost died. And then he fucking tells you the story, and it's like he got a flat tire and had to change it on the side of the highway or something. You know, not a big deal at all.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Okay, so I got to give some backstory before I get to my question or my advice. So,
I just noticed his background, Chris. He's got a Marshall amp.
And the Steve Martin.
I'm interested in the Social Distortion shirt and the Marshall amp in the background. Like, this guy's the rocker.
But you're not interested in that Steve Martin? Because this guy seems like this guy might like a laugh or two as well. He might be a little bit of a silly guy.
I think those Toastmasters are going to be proven to be funnier than this guy.
Well, that's a good question from K Swear. This could be a prank call. This could be. Do you know what I mean? Let's try to figure it out if we figure this person's being honest or not.
Our father died the end of July.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. What did he die of?
What?
Well, it would be what you call your long tail suicide.
Oh no, man!
Basically, drink and smoke.
No, you don't ask that. You don't ask that. You don't ask that.
It's not society.
In polite society, you don't ask that.
Yeah, this guy seems very, as people are saying, like Delilah. He seems like they need somebody cool. And thank you. Rivka is right. You don't
tell that to a radio host. This seems suspicious. This might not be real. I don't know.
Well, it could be a fake call.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. This is all set up to like try to be interesting or whatever, you know.
Dill or dime, you're totally right. This is probably a very good pause. He looks very contemplative.
Yeah.
I'm snipping. I'm getting my snipping tool out. I know it's all messy. Whatever.
Recovering. They started failing.
I'm sorry, brother. That's hard. Yeah. Man. Hard.
Now he's uncomfortable, and it's his fault that he made this happen.
It's really hard. So ever right after that, my younger sister, she's 2 years younger than me. I don't know if it's a trauma response to these things, or her and her husband decided that they are now going to be swingers.
Okay, let me. Oh, my dad died, so now, like, first off, Does this guy know that this is a new thing? Like that, my dad died. Now I'm a swinger. Like it could have been going on.
Well, I think that the reason why he knows is because they're asking him to babysit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So but I think that's how it's going. This is a new thing. I guess they feel like they have to explain why. Yeah, why? Yeah, why not just say we're going to parties? I have a friend of mine who would go to like orgies and stuff, and he just tells people he went to parties.
Who I would probably right. Elon Musk says the same thing. You remember that, right? He went to a sex party, but it wasn't a sex party because no sex happened before he left.
So yeah, that's the point is you don't have to mention it. You don't have to say it. You can just lie to everyone. I mean, in my friend's case, I think people kind of know the situation.
It's not a lie, number one.
Well, some people, I think people, but I think a lot of the time, if you could just, you can get away with it. Just say, hey, I'm going to a party, you know?
Chris, you know, we hadn't done a very dirty episode in a long time.
That's not true.
On the main feed.
Oh, you just mean like as the main topic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We haven't done like we did sex guys nudist and then we stopped. We didn't do it. So I thought we'd do it again.
Yeah.
We're doing porno guys.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
They make me sad. So
stand-ups
make me more sad, to tell you the truth.
The stand-ups were really sad. It was a really sad episode. And by the way, I know that sometimes I couldn't help it because I did stand up. And so I couldn't help but be like, I know at some points I was like, I was a real insufferable know-it-all. I just want everyone to know that I recognize that I was sometimes, but it's still a great episode, you know?
Teddy Bonks, I don't know how many times I've explained this. People started to go upstairs. They didn't just fuck in the living room. So it would come to a point where me and my wife and maybe my sister and, you know, a friend of ours, we'd be the only people standing downstairs. It's like, oh, it's probably time to get out of here. You know what I mean? They're orgying upstairs. And then we would leave. So that's how it works. Okay.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Just a swangin'.
I know. So at first, nobody really cut it. Everyone was just kind of like, this is just midlife crisis-y kind of stuff. Or
let me pause you. If my wife came to me and said, hey, John, I got an idea.
You would do it 100 times 100. This is the type of guy he is going to watch.
I don't know. I think that he might not because he would probably cheat on his wife, but he wouldn't like the idea of his wife.
Ah, you're right. That's a good point.
What about you and me just start knocking around with the neighbors? You in? And I was like, I'm in, honey. The last people on planet Earth I would call is my brother and sister.
Yeah, true.
So how do you know that this is happening? And I'm not laughing at, I'm laughing with you. Like, how would you even know, man? Did they announce this?
I'm laughing at both of you. He said, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Like at Thanksgiving?
This is kind of how she is. She wanted the attention of it.
Oh.
How funny would it be if it was Tom and Bunny? This guy was calling about Tom and Bunny.
And yeah. So and her husband recently had a surgery and he's, you know, and it just starts dropping like little hints and it's just like, Tom, and then the name's Tommy. Like, well, there is a lot of Toms, you know, but then it just becomes too.
I think we're pretty sure that this guy's name is Tom, the swinger part of it.
I would say most likely his name is Tom, yes. Right.
And, you know, other people, like, we'll see friends of ours that I've known for years, middle school, are all of a sudden they're friends, and I would have had no idea because they don't advertise it. But she does, she wants everyone to know. And it's just weird.
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, why does this guy give a fucking rat's ass who his sister fucks? That is
it is weird that she brings it up to him, though. I would find it weird. I don't have a sister, I guess, so I don't know. But, Brian, you do. Well, you
love them.
I guess your sister, you're not a good example.
Well, no, my one sister.
I was gonna say, what if your sister came to you? What if your sister came to you and fucking said that she was a swinger? Like, you wouldn't be able to, you would fucking hate that, but that literally happened and you don't care.
It wouldn't bother me. One, I was informed by other people in the family that my other sister's a swinger. Oh my God, she knows I'm working. Gwen's in California right now and she's FaceTiming me, but you know, so anyway, my sister that lives here that I spend a lot of time with and stuff wouldn't ever tell me something like that, but it also wouldn't gross me out, or I don't think I would care if I found out. You know what I mean? Like, who fucking cares?
It would gross me out a little bit. And the only reason I say that is because of the sex club tours that we've been on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It would kind of gross me out to think if, like, my family member was, like, in a place like that. Just that alone. But the other part of it, yeah, I could probably live with, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't bother me at all. It wouldn't. I am fully aware. I am, first of all, not in charge of my sister's life. And I don't care who she fucks or sucks. There's like no part.
Let's play the video. I'm gonna help you out here.
Weird, man. I love my sister with all my heart, and there's just parts of her life I don't want to know about. That's cool.
Okay. Right.
But you know right. about your sister. All right. So how can I help, man?
Yes. So, in doing all this, she has a 12-year-old son, my nephew.
Okay.
Freaking raddest kid ever. He has kind of just been, I mean, he is either locked in his room when it happens or he goes to other family members or friends' houses, but now everyone else has stopped taking him because they feel like they're enabling her to do this.
That's your fault then, motherfucker. Because, like, yes, I get what he said. It is bad to lock your kid in your room and suck and fuck all night or whatever, right?
It's terrible.
That's very bad. That's not good.
It's terrible. And the kid's 12. The kid's fully aware of what's going on.
Oh, God. Yeah. The kid was fully aware. It's made up.
It does sound made up, internet website. I think this is a faked call that's like, that they drop in here to use as a clip, you know?
Yeah. And the other part of this that's like, the kid is in a room or whatever, is the other part of this is him saying, you know, well, now we don't want to take him, so it's enabling her.
Yeah, this is a bullshit call. Spooky tape, subscribing with Prime. Thank you for subscribing. This is a bullshit call. I'm calling it now. You're right. They're trying to go viral. Yeah, yeah, this is a bullshit call. None of this is true. They even have the bullshit thing. Why would he answer the question about how the person died and have all that sad shit? That's part of it. Oh, the death and then straight to the swingers. And oh, can you imagine? Fuck this.
This is a good idea, by the way. Tom and Bunny should open a mobile childcare RV that goes to sex clubs and does childcare outside of the club. And then you can grab them on the way out. You know what I mean? You get like a qualified person to watch the kids.
I mean, it is a good idea, but it's just hard to get a business license, I think. You know what I mean? When you explain to them what you're up to and everything, they just hear kids and sex clubs, and I don't think anybody's going to insure you.
Well, I mean, this show's very mature, and I'm going to Bubba right now, yeah, just to let you guys know. Watch a little
beef action.
It's beef time. You know, we need at least a half hour to watch Bubba Beef. All right. Bubba the Love Sponge. I'm getting it up right. Don't clip that either.
And by the way, Brian, I don't want to. I did the stream last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been doing it for a long time, but I did it one time last week.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a few things that I could help you out where I could help you to make it like a few tricks that I learned in my 1 week of doing it.
Some tricks of the trade?
Well, yeah, just about having the videos up and ready to go. And
I kind of have them, but I like to kind of pick them. You know what I mean?
You like to do it live.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I think we're going to go with... So have we watched Bubba Gets Worked because I was told by somebody that's a very good one. And he's doing some Taco Bell cheese at Crunch Wrap.
I mean, we've definitely seen him at Taco Bell, but he goes a lot.
Okay, so that's a definite possibility, right? Cooking with Merch Crick and Maria, Guatemala. Okay, so we've seen that one. I think we got to do it. I think we got to do the one we saw.
Yeah.
Portillo's. Yeah, yeah, that's just the closest one. Dave's Hot Chicken Sandwich.
Oh, yeah, we haven't done Dave's Hot Chicken Sandwich, I don't think, have we?
Let's do that because he doesn't like hot and he doesn't like pickles.
Yeah, he was on the Eric Andre show. Yeah, Dave's Hot Chicken. The Eric Andre live show.
We
won't watch that on here. We've mentioned it before when it happened, but we're not going to watch it on here because he, you know, Eric Andre's already kind of goofing on him. I think probably.
Yeah, it's like Eric Andre is goofing on him, and we'd be goofing too. But yeah, here we go.
Two tender sliders, one tender slider with fries, one slider with fries.
Hey, this is Dave's Hot Chicken. What's the name for your order?
My name would be Bubba, B-U-B-B-A.
Oh. Todd.
Just say Todd. The guy's like, Bubba. Oh, he's so stoned. Rim Shackleton says, holy hell, he's stoned. Oh, you just wait. it's quite incredible because he must smoke so much weed. So I just imagine, I don't know how much he must smoke and how high the potency must be for him to get as high as he does. But it's remarkable.
I guess I would point out that he hasn't been smoking weed for very long.
That's why I guess he gets so high. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think he's been doing it for long. I think it's like this is just a guess. Once they tightened up on opioid prescriptions, he went full on head first into weed.
Oh, just probably coincidence.
That's my guess.
That's just a coincidence.
All the pain clinics were down there, but now people are getting busted at those.
He has been ripped. I think so. I think he's been smoking for a long time too.
Oh, really?
Back in his olden days, I think he was always a weed guy, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I heard a million times when I was recording say he doesn't like weed. It makes him feel nervous. And then remember the Rattler? We've talked about that. On the show, he would bring a big bottle of pills and he would shake it and call it the Rattler.
Oh, yeah.
And he would also do Rattler roulette where he would just pour some pills out in his hand and take some.
Oh, yeah. He openly took pills. Yeah. We just don't know what the pills were. He never specified what they were.
Painkillers. They were 100% pain, like Percocets and shit. And like, because he was doing it at the exact same time as me, doing it the exact same way that I did. So, like, I could
kind of. Kind of cool, man. That's kind of cool.
Kind of a parallel life.
That's just kind of cool how things like that can work, you know?
Yeah.
All right. And I'd like number four, add cheese. And
one thing I like about Bubba the Love Sponge is that he just practiced this. We just listened to him practice this not 20 seconds ago.
Yeah.
And now he's getting it wrong.
No kale sauce or pickles.
So let's get those veggies the fuck out of here. I don't want my fucking shit prepared in the same room as that vegetable bullshit.
Oh, and it's kale too. Kale slaw. Chris, that would kill him.
I think it's slaw, not slaw. Did he say slaws?
I thought he did, but it's kale slaw.
Yeah, it's kale slaw.
And there's just no way Bubba's eating.
Like
kale
to him is like, yeah, it's like such a disgusting thing, and it also like means that you're fucked up, like you're a soy boy. Like he still has that kind of mindset.
He's got that chive mindset. It's that chive mindset when it comes to kale. You go to Chive today and search kale and there's somebody mad about it.
Yep.
Spice level.
What levels they come in?
We have no spice, light, mild, mild, medium, hot, extra hot.
He's going light, mild. Light, mild. I'm calling it right now.
Wait. What are they? Go back and what are they? let's take guesses. This is good.
All right, here we go.
What spice level?
What levels they come in?
We have no spice, light, mild, mild, medium, hot, extra hot, and reaper.
Okay. Maybe medium.
I think he's going to go medium. You think he's no Brian spice? Guy. He likes spicy stuff. He does.
No,
spicy.
He doesn't sometimes. Sometimes,
now, sometimes he does. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he's in the mood for spice. Like he does sometimes, Rivka.
Definitely. He's not going hot. I'll tell you that. There's no world in which he's going hot. It's no, not
he won't
going
go hot. Medium. He won't go hot, but he'll go medium. Like, that's what I mean. Like, he'll go with a little bit of spice. He'll go with some spice on there. He doesn't mind it.
And for everybody listening that thinks I'm making fun of him, I would get medium too. I
wouldn't. I'd get the hottest one. Mm-hmm. I'd ask for the Scovilles.
medium.
Medium. There you medium. Go.
Yeah, he's a Brian. He's a Brian.
Medium, and then complain about it. Says keyboard. I think you got that right. Probably this isn't medium. This is way too hot. You know. Yes. Yeah,
for me, it's like when you get Indian food. What? Like, I always get 3 spice level because I think it's out of 5, right? Yeah. So I always get a 3 because it makes me feel like I'm going fucking wild, but it's not so hot that it's going to make me feel bad. I'm very much a medium guy. I like
pretty spicy food, but not all the time, from time to time. But I can definitely take very, very spicy. Like, I can eat very, very spicy food and enjoy it.
For yeah, sure. Yeah. Medium guys episode backlash. Jack guys are like medium.
Are you okay with regular fries, cheese fries, mac and cheese?
Oh, he's getting cheese fries.
A regular fries would be great.
He said kale slaw.
Magical Johnson, I'm totally with you. 4 out of 5 heat, because you just have no idea how hot the 5 out of 5 is. Like, 5 out of 5. Sometimes people are doing for the 5 out of 5. They're like, oh, you want 5 out of 5, eh? Like, let's see what you can fucking handle. So yeah, you got to go 4.
Dude, I went to an empanada place in town and it was really good. And they didn't have like condiments, like hot sauce or anything like that. Or they had never offered it, but they had some. And I asked the lady, I don't know where she was from. She, you know what I mean? But I was like, can I have some of that sauce? And she was like, you don't want this sauce. And I was like, I kind of do, because you said I don't. And she was like, it's too hot for you. And then I was like, fine, I'll take it. And I took it and I got home. It was entirely too hot for me. Like,
hey, it was hot. Hang on. So we got a raid from Libby here. Hey, Libby, thank you so much. Brian's telling a story about how he was eating Indian food and the lady tried to tell him not to get
no, no, it was an empanada.
Empanada place story. ECT by Radio Shack subscribing with Prime 14 months. Hello, hello, hello. Shout out to Libby. Love Libby. Yeah,
I definitely should have never said, like, when somebody says you probably can't handle it, you should probably listen.
You should believe them on it. They probably know better than you. They've seen a million guys like you come in and think they could handle it and get pissed off afterwards. Anyways, folks, this is Bubba the Love Sponge. We're watching him do his drive-through order. He's just made sure to specify to get rid of all of the vegetables on this chicken sandwich because he despises
kale vegetables. Had kale on it.
It had kale on it, which is disgusting bird food. And now we're going to see him eat it. And he's high.
All right. Can I interest you in a drink or anything further, my friend?
Nope, I'm good, my friend.
My friend.
If you change your mind at the window, let me know.
Okay.
Aww.
That's nice.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Here we go. Here we go. He's going to roll up the window and say something disgusting.
Very nice. Very pleasant on the order taken.
See, this is, can you keep going? Because we don't want to be part of this, like, showing random people on.
No, he's just showing people walking by.
He does it all the time. He's always pointing the camera at the workers and, like, just filming people who don't want to be filmed and putting them on his stupid little streams.
Why are all these people walking through here? I guess they probably went and ate.
Straight striations right there, buddy. Those striations. You missed it, Mom. You missed the striations.
What?
It's the definition in muscles. I know that because Vince McMahon loves striations.
It's not the only thing Vince McMahon loves.
How about my old school Tim McCready? He drives the number one rocket now. prior to that, always.
It looks like he's playing with his nipples.
Can I tell you guys something? You are not prepared for what his eyes look underneath those sunglasses. You are not. You the beadiness levels that you have only dreamed of, and just so like, oh, it's gonna blow your mind when he pops these off. If he does, he doesn't always pop them off.
Drove the 39. I think it might have been a Longhorn too, but he's back in a Rocket. Drives a Rocket house car from a good friend, Mark Richards.
Great. That was a good cut.
Yeah, this is going great, Bubba.
This is an incredibly boring video so far. He's literally just, he's not even talking.
This is one of his worst, I have to say.
What is he showing, right? What does he think he's showing? Oh, here we go.
Oh, okay. This is a good part, though.
Is anybody in the chat? Is this a first time watching a Bubba food review? Shout out in the chat if it's your first time watching a Bubba food review. Yes, this is sticker time. This is sticker time, baby. Okay, there's some people here who are first time. So Bubba, when he goes through the drive thru, he gives him his stickers for his Bubba Army. And he always has really uncomfortable interactions with him because none of them care. And a lot of them know him because he just goes to the same places over and over again and keeps giving them stickers. It's really, really,
really, I think something we should also let them know is that, like, this guy was one of the most famous people in Tampa. I know that sounds crazy, but for a long time, he was, for a period of time, the most famous guy in Tampa.
I mean, but Hulk Hogan had sex with his wife and it ruined Gawker.
Yeah. Okay. Here he goes. Here comes sticker time.
How you doing?
Oh, this guy, he wouldn't even know.
There you go. I do a food review. If you scan that QR code, it takes you right to my food review. And I'm reviewing you guys today.
Thank you.
All right.
So, and that's the part where they respond to him as if he is a child about 2 to 3 years old. And they say, "Oh, thank you. That's so nice." And he gets treated like an actual toddler by people much younger than him, by younger people than him, like half his age. Treat him like a literal toddler. Like, it's the same way that I talk to my baby, you know?
Oh, thank you. He said, oh, thank you. Like, why would he give a shit that you're fucking, like, Bubba thinks this guy's like, man, the Dave's organization is going to look so good.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like, Jake and Mike. It's like when a toddler at the beach hands you a rock. And you just go, oh, thank you. And then you fucking throw it as soon as they turn around.
Would you guys like ketchup on your utensils?
Ketchup and utensils.
I think Bubba was hoping there'd be a little bit more conversation on the, on the food reviews, but he's got to work. This guy's working.
He doesn't want to talk to Bubba the Love. I'm sure he's like, oh, this is kind of neat. He's doing a,
like, it's kind of funny. Like, I think he thinks it's kind of funny. And maybe if he knew it was a guy who fucking Hulk Hogan fucked his wife and it ruined Gawker,
he'd love
it. Then he would think it's like super funny. He'd be like, this is fucking very cool thing happened to me today. But I don't think he knows that probably.
If he knew that this man once lived in a $12 million mansion and now he basically
his own nightclub. A chain of nightclubs.
Teen nightclubs called Sponges.
Yeah, they were teen nightclubs. That's the real thing from his past.
Yeah, they were called, they were for teenagers, and it was called Sponges, and it's sort of...
True says that's literally a Detroiter's joke. They probably got it from Bubba the Love Sponge.
He also owned a pager company. Did you know that one? Like, where you could get your beeper service from Bubba the Love
Sponge. Yeah, you owned a Yeah, no, he did it all, man.
And now he just is broke now. Like, and it's really satisfying because he's a nasty man.
It's funny because you said it's really sad, and it sounded like you were going to say sad, but then you said satisfying.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Give me one second then.
All righty.
And then a receipt for your order as well?
No, I'm good.
Sure. You sure about that?
Perfect. Thank you, sir. All right. Very nice gentleman. Very nice gentleman. Super cool.
I just want to be clear. If this is the first time that you're watching, the only time he ever calls someone super cool is if they are a person of color.
Just said super. Hey, now, not really. Because if it's a woman, he's like, oh, she's kind of hot if she's of age.
Yeah. And also, oh, it doesn't matter. I don't think he really it
matters now.
He's not checking IDs. Well, he matters after that one caller called into his show. Caller. Just to be clear, he used to make inappropriate comments to young girls. And then a certain caller called into his show and confronted him about it and made him pull up the videos. And then all the people on his show agreed that it was creepy and he got really uncomfortable. So
Merch Crick is YOLO swag, bruh. Merch Crick is his girlfriend. She's in the car with him. She might have been a cop and she might have killed a guy.
She killed a guy in the line of duty as a police officer. That's not a joke. That sounds like something we would say as a joke.
Yes.
But it's not. Her name's Merch Crick, and she murdered someone in the line of duty.
And we don't know why that's her name.
I wonder if they pay people that work for the drive-thru that are nice, like this dude.
What? So he's wondering what I wonder if they pay based on niceness. Well, I mean, I would say probably you could move your way up. You might get a raise if you're doing a really good job. You might get a promotion that could, but I mean, no, I don't think it would be.
That's a childish thought. I wonder if they, and knowing what the pay is like at a fast food restaurant. Yeah. And then saying, I wonder if they pay guys like this that I think are super cool.
Nice. He also thinks nicer, he's cool. Yeah, if they pay nicer guys more money. Now, it seems like, oh my God, why is he like asking that? Such a stupid thing. But keep in mind, if he had his sunglasses off and you were looking at his eyes, it would make so much more sense. It would like, honestly, you'd be like, oh, okay. This like totally tracks him saying this stuff.
Yeah.
More. I wonder if he makes a little bit more because he's nice. Yeah. Or maybe being nice causes you to get a good review, and then you get the money.
Thank you, my friend.
Then you get the money.
Oh no! He brought out his voice.
Yeah, yeah. Let me go back.
Causes you to get a good review, and then you get the money.
Thank you, my friend.
Any reason to return? My name's Khalil.
Khalil.
Otherwise, enjoy the food.
Appreciate it, buddy. Okay. Have a good.
You guys order a water cup by chance?
Nope, I got a water right here. Thank you, Khalil. Bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
And I got to tell you, Khalil might be one of the nicest drive-thru guys I've had so far.
Can I just say this? I don't disagree with him here. Just like it starts to say, but he really did seem to have like a bubbly personality. He really did seem like nice. But yeah, you don't need to like.
He was great. He was great. Khalil is the type of guy that I would love to.
But I think the reason is that he's seeing is just because everyone's so tired of his bullshit. You know what I mean? Like all the people he interacts with, like, oh God, it's this fucking guy again. You know what I mean? And everyone's like so pissed off to having to deal with him. Maybe Khalil's just new and he doesn't really know yet, you know?
Poop Truther saying he was nice, but it was very minimal. Yeah. It also wasn't like he was like having a conversation with Bubba and feigning interest and what Bubba did. He just took the sticker and asked if he had water. You know, he's nice for a drive.
He seemed very polite. He seemed very polite and nice and personable. But yeah, it was not. It seems odd that he's really sort of hammering it so hard. It seemed like a pretty innocuous interaction.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, out of all the food reviews I've done, Khalil just might be the nicest guy I've had so far. That really sticks out. In fact, I'm going to make sure I say nice things about Khalil on the air.
On the show?
On the air, just to be clear, it's not on the air. He's not on any airwaves anymore.
He's on Florida Man Radio.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
is he still on Florida Man?
Yeah, okay, yeah, but it's still a low power AM. It's not like...
I was told by a producer that it's known as the graveyard for radio hosts in Florida. It has all of the old time Ed Till and Shannon Burke, and
Shannon Burke like runs it now.
No, he's talking about his radio show though. He's not just to everyone in the chat. He's not saying he'll mention on the air now. Like he's saying on his radio show, he will.
Yeah, on his radio show. But again, it's a very, very small. Like he's on two stations, and I think they're both pretty low power.
Oh, so. Yeah. But Florida Man Radio is not a Sirius radio station.
No, no, it's Sirius by virtue of just being on the radio. You can get in a car and turn the switch to that. But think about all the people that you know. And what percentage of those people, very tiny percentage, even listen to the radio, and then cleave off like 90% of those people. They would like, it is so, I can't tell you how few people are listening to Florida Man Radio. I just can't describe it.
It is a gesture that is only meaningful for Bubba.
Yes.
Like it's only meant to like make him feel like he's doing a good thing. It doesn't actually have any sort of value.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Dave's Hot Chicken on Dale Mabry in Tampa. Recommended by Lummy.
Oh, Lummy.
Lummy. I know Lummy very well.
We all know Lummy.
I know Lummy. I've talked to him numerous times. Balls Watterson subscribing tier 1 15 months. Yeah, I mean, definitely more people listen to Guy's podcast than listen to Florida Man Radio.
Internet sure. Website asking why he isn't on Compound. First of all, Compound's dead.
Compound's finished.
Done.
I mean, when the CEO passes away, rest in peace. I mean, it's hard. You can try to keep it going, and people have made things like that work, but it's, you know, writing's on the wall.
Yeah. They merged with Gavin McInnes's Uncensored something or other. It'd been, yeah. So here we go. Yeah, Rip Bozo, exactly.
Got some ketchup in here. Got my utensils, but of course I got my own utensils.
Suck down some ketchup again.
You know, you could really fuck with Bubba if you explained to him where ketchup comes from. He'd be like, what the fuck?
I'm sure he knows, and I know one of his vegetables.
We've discussed it before that you can even trick him by just making a fucking salsa with tomatoes chopped up.
Yeah.
When we were at Raising Cane's last week, they had a box too, so it seems like everybody's putting them in these boxes now. There we go. Okay, so that's the sandwich. Now he goes
digging into the sandwich.
But just to be clear, this sandwich is meant to have pickles and kale slaw. So it's meant to have two green things. He's gotten rid of those. Yeah, what's he talking about? They're putting them in these boxes now.
He's in boxes these days.
Styrofoam boxes have been around for a long time.
I don't know, that must be a Canadian thing because it's brand new down here.
Okay,
it's like just like maybe a standard chicken tender on top of a sandwich. Let me see what this sauce is like.
I didn't like it, but, sauce. You know,
this looks like a lot like
No. could you I'd rather him lick out of the thing than do what he just did. And now he's acting like he's tasting wine.
That's a lot like the Raisin Cane sauce. So I'm gonna go ahead and put that right there like that. Go like that.
Oh god.
Just one bite, half the sandwich because I'm a fat ass.
Yep, gotta get
them. I'll have to cut it in half here. All right, so this is Dave's Hot Chicken.
So he brings a paper plate and a knife from home to cut it in half when he could just bite into, you know, it would almost, if you're doing that joke, it would almost be better if he just bit it in half. You know what I mean? Instead of cutting it.
Some of them are too big though, maybe.
And you can order it like six different hotnesses.
Mm-hmm. Different it.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's just eating fries?
Yeah.
Their fries have this kind of like a Lowry's hot sauce.
What? XO, gothic girl subscribing tier one, the grumbling. Yeah, there's a lot of grumbling. He makes a lot of low tone noises as he's preparing to
eat. I do that too. I'm very piggish in that.
I'll do it in a minute.
Here we go. Get beef, Bubba.
Yeah, you feel like there's some heat on this. This has got to be.
He's turning red.
Chew with your mouth closed. Red. Chew with your mouth closed, man.
Pretty strong.
Oh.
Is it too hot?
Oh, God.
Oh, he's smacking. Is that ketchup on there? Did he put ketchup on there? The other one
here. Get the undercarriage of chicken, the spiciness. Oh, the sauce,
fucking nasty. And
it's a little bit. I got the medium.
He's drinking it with a Monster Energy drink,
buddy. This is despicable behavior. This is disgusting. He's about to complain about how hot it is. Whoever guessed that earlier, I believe he's about to do that.
Just chugging a fucking monster
He always calls it the undercarriage. He always uses that terminology for shit.
Yeah. Disgusting. You know, John and Jesse recently told me that I drink funny. And then I said, nobody else has ever said that. And they were like, not to you. So I assume Chris said I also drink funny.
No, they're trying to. I don't think you drink funny. I would never say that to them. I don't talk to them about that type of stuff.
Because John said, man, Jesse was like, Brian, you drink funny. And John was like, doesn't he, though? Everybody is saying that. And I was like, damn, who's all saying I drink funny? So
I've never said it. I've never thought of the way you drink. It's never registered for me.
About the medium, it's a little spicy.
Yeah.
But good spicy.
Okay. Oh.
Dave's hot chicken. Hold on, we got you.
Oh, yep.
Gotta do that. Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
I just drank something. And it was normal. Nobody even fucking noticed. You know what I mean?
It's normal. You drink normal.
Most pit bulls would tear your face off. Not mine. Mine's been trained to have the gentle precision. Watch.
Stop it.
Gentle.
Can you fast forward it?
Riz Ash.
Fast forward. We don't need to see him doing this again.
We need to see him beef. Here we go. Here it goes.
Oh. He just wiped it on his... Fucking go back. Hang on though. He licks his fucking hand and then he wipes it on his bare leg. He does not wipe it on his shorts, he wipes it on his bare leg.
It's beef time, everybody. We're about to beef.
Can you watch him? Watch the wipe. Oh, that's on his bare leg, man. He puts it on his knee and his thigh. That's so
later on, he's going to be sitting down and he's still going to have that sauce on his knee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be on his leg all day until he showers.
Oh, God. Okay. Ready for a beef? Here we go.
Here we go. I like to get it before the hands go.
Yeah.
Because now he looks semi-normal. Here we go.
Can you try to get the one frame back, man, when he's looking up?
All right.
He is like staring into the eyes of God there. Like, he comes out on the other end of getting beefed a different man always. Is it turning into a gimmick? Joey Mac, I mean, this is an old video. He's done it for a long time.
Yeah. Here we go.
It's a gimmick. No, you need to slow-mo it. Oh, see, you can see when they're really, really wide, it's only for a split second. We need 25% slow-mo, and we need to get that frame. And then I need to actually go because the baby is being a real hassle.
All right, we're gonna one time here. Because I have to be a big hassle too. Here we go.
Slow-mo, it is really scary. I mean, we all saw it, right?
All right. Here.
Dave's Hot Chicken on Del Mabry, who had the nice Kareem. I think that's his name. Kareem.
No,
I
don't
think actually his name. I think Khalil. Khalil. Oh, okay.
The nicest, best customer service I've ever had in a drive-thru.
Well, good thing Kareem is going to get some credit for what Khalil did.
Look at it. Look at his eyes right now, though.
Look
at what you're dealing with. Look at that. Look at this gentleman.
He's so dark. He has such a darkness in his soul.
Want to know if I didn't order a water? Because I brought my own, wanted to know if I wanted a cup of water.
That wasn't water, Bubba. That was Monster Energy drink.
Wanted to know if I wanted some water. I mean, this guy went above and beyond.
Was just the best. The absolute best. If anybody's watching this that works or owns or is a manager at Dave's Hot Chicken on Dale Mabry, Kareem needs a promotion.
Call them. What do you mean if anyone happens to be watching? And if you really believe in that, call the fucking restaurant. Call the corporate. Tell them.
Well, hopefully the CEO is watching this video.
This video does not have very many views.
Where are we at here? This is 2 months old. Okay, so if one of the 3,000 people that have watched this video happens to work at Dave's Hot Chicken,
this is such a classic, like, the way he's recalling this, man, just the best. Like, you'd think that, like, yeah, that they went out for a night on the town or something, you know? But yeah. He had a very short interaction with them at a drive-thru.
A short, very normal interaction that wasn't like, you know? All right.
This is probably arguably up there with one of my top chicken sandwiches.
Oh!
Grazing Cane's was my all-time greatest. This is up here with Cane's. This is up here with Cane's, and I'm going to give this one a 9.96. I'm really, really getting into some good chicken sandwiches here.
Okay. Well, that's great, Bubba. We're happy for you.
He used to fucking be friends with Howard Stern. He used to be on the Howard Stern Network. Now he's like, I'm getting into some chicken sandwiches.
He did used to be on the radio making.
Yeah, he was like a legit
millions guy. Of like the kind of money we could all only dream of.
And he just had a career. He had like creatively and he just had everything. You know, now he drives around. Yeah, that's Bubba the Love Sponge. Yeah, that's Bubba the Love Sponge.
Howard. Not only you say he went to Howard's wedding. Howard went to Bubba's wedding.
Yeah, he went to his wedding. Yeah,
that's insane. Insane. You know what I mean?
I gotta go to the baby. Who shall we raid? Who's on for a raid?
Who's on a raid? Who wants to raid Chapo Trap House? I'm getting my buddies raided here. I don't care what kind of chat they have over there. We'll see you all next week. No more time off for the B-Dog until maybe, what day did I say? Labor Day weekend. Raid. Bye, everybody. Hold on, Chris. Fuck.